Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78, and it's verse 40 to 42. Short and sweet.
How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. They tested God again and again and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They didn't remember his power or the day when he redeemed them from the foe.
Hallelujah. I just think of it this morning, you know, looking at them, we can think about, you know, we've seen and we've heard a number of times this week that we mustn't test the Lord. And here we've got a picture of testing the Lord. And it says they provoke the Lord. So when you provoke the Lord, you're testing him. And when you don't remember his power and that he redeemed you from the foe. So first of all, we think of the word redeemed, and many times we just think of the word redeemed as that we've been taken out of something, we've been taken out of darkness, our sins have been forgiven, and that's right. That's half a part of it, as a portion of it. The redeemed is also what have you? It's you. Re means it's something that you originally had. And you didn't necessarily have it in yourself, but in God, there's a place for you. He made provision. His original desire for you is what he deemed you to have. And we can see what he deemed mankind to have when we look at Adam and Eve, and we look at Adam specifically. And we see he was commanded to there was certain work he needed to do, and then the intellectual work, naming the animals, but all that was found in the Sabbath rest originally, in the presence of God, in the fellowship with God, in the leadings of God. These things would take place and he would rule over creation, and that we lost. So that is what he deemed us for. So he redeemed us. So when we forget the goodness that is available to us, that has delivered us from the deception, the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and then all these bad agendas that evil people that don't know their God, the Antichrist, you can say, agendas. We've been redeemed from that. And then also we need to remember his power, his Holy Spirit. Romans 8 gives us some beautiful pictures that you, none of these if you haven't got the Holy Spirit. So you've got to have the Holy Spirit and so have the power. And that you get by being born again, accepting the Lord, being baptized, and then receiving the Holy Spirit, and then allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. You don't just want a power, just think of it as power. It's also the word ability. So he's given you ability now to know your God, hear from your God, and do what your God is saying to you. And then you can have a mind that is right. You can be led by the Spirit, and you can be everything God made you to be on a daily basis. It's a growing. You've come in, you've got this goodness. It's now walking in the goodness and the favor of God in his presence. I love Paul saying, our fellowship. No, sorry, it's not Paul. It was Brother John the Apostle. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so these things that we have written, it's for your joy. So everything they wrote, the apostles wrote, was to encourage us to know we've been brought near in the fellowship of the Father and the Son. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.